Hello, lovelies. How are you? We had a plumbing issue in the building recently, and our plumber needed access to my apartment. During a conversation between myself, the landlord, and the plumber, my hair came up. It wasn't the cause of the plumbing issue, but I have to work really hard to not clog the pipes with my hair. It's a lot. The plumber commented that women always get everything. My landlord laughed and agreed. They are both middle-aged men and have slightly thinning hair. I understood the comment was in reference to my thick head of hair, but this was 2 days after the Roe v. Wade decision, and I was in a mood. I told them, "You need to reconsider that comment." It got quiet. Then we moved on to plumbing issues. This is what I call microactivism, speaking up instead of going along with a laugh. I like it because it feels doable. It takes advantage of tiny opportunities to reject the status quo as they show up in our daily lives. It took me all of 10 seconds and left an impression. But this isn't the end of that story. Something unexpected happened that I'll share with you after this week's video. Question for you. It's a hot summer day. A gentle breeze is blowing. If you had no body shame and were guaranteed peace and serenity, would you go for a walk or relax at a park topless? The key part of this question is you are guaranteed peace and serenity. It's hard for me to imagine that scenario in this culture, but after a bit of trepidation, I'm certain I would. The right to go topless is the subject of this week's video. It's a semi-light exploration of the larger issues we're currently facing. It's also an invitation to question norms and speak up in defense of freedom every chance you get. Back to the landlord and the plumber. I share this story with you because it gives me hope. I adore my landlord and my plumber. I know that sounds weird, but they are both kind, thoughtful, and honest to a fault men. Because of this, I didn't really think much of me calling the plumber on his comment. But as the plumber left that day, he apologized. He said he viewed me like family, which is why he felt comfortable saying what he did. I agreed and used the same reasoning for why I needed to call him on it. He left with us on good terms. 2 days later, my landlord did the same thing. To ponder, I came across this quote the other day that feels really powerful for the times we're in. A woman who goes through life without taking any notice of society's perception of her becomes the most feared individual on the planet. This is because the patriarchy wants to reduce her to an insecure, submissive female, and as long as she rejects the notion of validations, she is perceived as a threat to the status quo. Mohadisa Najumi. Until another Sunday soon, love you.